Now, this is another group who will be playing Club Helsinki Sunday night, Tula Sizwe, which is a South African group. They've been together since way back. They performed at the inauguration of Nelson Mandela, and they've been in this country several times. John Farrell, a musician and sort of educator out in Hillsdale, is their local host, and he's on the tape as well. This is Richard Roth. I'm here with John Farrell and three members of Tula Sizwe, a Zulu singing, dancing, and drumming group from South Africa. We're here with Abel, Paul, and Albert. John, why don't you start out by kind of explaining who these people are?
Tula Sizwe is an a cappella group that uses drumming also, and they have traveled around the world to various countries to promote goodwill and understanding through music and to expose people to Zulu culture, and we're really thrilled to have them back here in Columbia County. They were here in 2010 and in 2008.
And you're going to be doing some workshops in the area?
We're going to be doing performances and some school programs at elementary schools, including John L. Edwards and over in Catskill. And the group will be performing at Helsinki Hudson on Sunday night, and also later on in the tour, which goes until the first week of June, we'll be doing a program at the Juan Dharma Meditation Center in Klaverk. That's May the 26th.
And that's this Sunday at Helsinki?
This Sunday night, April 22nd. Program starts at 8 p.m.
So when did this group first begin or form?
Okay, the group was formed in 1986. And then I started meeting the group. They were still at school, at high school. And then in 1988, I meet them. And then I groom them because I saw potential to them, so that I make them professional, because I was long-time professional musician for a quite long time.
That was Abel speaking just then. And this was before apartheid ended in South Africa that it all began.
Yes, it was still apartheid time that when the group was formed. Yes.
John, I think you were saying that it actually was illegal at the beginning.
Yeah. Paul, why don't you talk a little bit about how you guys got started?
Yes. It was in 1985 in our country. It was this, the youth all over the country, they were rioting because they wanted the change in our country. And in 1986, we have to go to school. And what they've done is that they've put the soldiers and the police during the school hours, the whole township, all South Africa. And so to do something as a group, you have to have a permission first, because they were saying maybe we are singing the struggle songs, or maybe we are trying to hold meetings. So they disrupt the schools and so on. So we have to go to the principal and talk with him, and he'll go to the bosses of the police or the soldiers to say, these guys, they want to do this thing, they like to do the music. And we're fortunate because he listened to the principal and he listened to us, and they'll give us a chance, and they'll come and listen to us that what kind of music we are singing. And they'll sometimes, because they were the black soldiers and the black policemen, they'll come and listen to make sure that we are not singing something that was not good for them.
How many of you were there at that time?
I've got some of three guys who are left there, who are still at the group now. And we're very, very young boys, and maybe eight guys, or nine guys during that time.
Albert, you were also in the group from the very beginning.
Yes, when the group started in 1986, I was at the same school. They started the group at the school, and I was there also. I joined them later. And then, what Paul have said, everything, it was just like that. We were in a oppressed at that time.
Where in South Africa were you? What part of the country?
We are from Pretoria, in a township called Soshanguve.
And this was part of the area that had been sort of designated as Zulu territory or area?
You mean the Zulus? Yeah, we are mixed with the Sotus, Shanganis, who are tribes and tribes in Soshanguve. And then the name Soshanguve, it has a meaning. The meaning of Soshanguve means Soto, Shangani, Nguni, Venda. So we are at the same place, I can say.
One area,
yeah.
Yes.
And people were forced to move into the area, taken from other places and all, put in one place, similar to the Native Americans being relocated here in the United States. And that was what part of apartheid was about.
And that goes back to the 19th century, I guess, right, when the British came and more or less tried to colonize the area.
Yes, they colonized the South Africa in 1824, long time ago. But the Dutch people, they came first because they came in South Africa in 1652. It was Jan van Riebeeck, but the British, when they came, they take over.
Apartheid itself was instituted in 1948. Mm. So the law that moved people into the townships happened then, not in the 19th century.
Yes.
And so the culture had stayed fairly well intact up until that time?
The culture was stayed because we still have places where land was formed. And then, but when you come to the urban areas, and then they remove you as they would like because they were digging gold and diamonds in that places. And then they give you places to stay where because people, they go into urban area to seek some job. And then it's where now they were putting you in the group area act and say, okay, these are Zulus, these are Sotus, but you want, they must stay where we want in that time.
Now, as far as your music, can you tell us what your music is like? We'll listen to some also, but where does it come from? What is
okay.
the source?
Our music is called Stathamiya. It's coming from Zulu culture, from our forefathers long time ago, and then but we still keep our music together, and then Thula Sizwe want to kept our origin all the time, so that the young people who come, they can learn about their own origin music. But because we are so proud, and then to bring even our cultural exchange to other countries.
And the music is primarily vocal music with drumming, is that correct?
Yes, it's a cappella with drumming and dancing at the same time.
Yeah. And I think I saw two of your shows. You also put on costume at various times.
That's right. We just show the people how the Zulus, how the black people in South Africa was their costumes and so on. But we still just our children to know where we come from.
What else can we? What else would you like people to know before they come to the show?
Okay, we want people to come to see our culture, and to come to donate for Thula Sizwe, because Thula Sizwe is only job that we have, is this singing and dancing. Because in our country, is still poverty because we have only 18 years in freedom, and then we still try to build our country and then to get money so that we can go back home to support our people. And then we still need people to come and help. And then even Thula Sizwe need a lot of promoters who can see the talent that we have and then to keep us working all the time in the American people.
Now, you travel around Africa also or in Europe?
We traveled a long time ago when Mandela take over in 1994, where Tula Sizwe opened the embassies outside the countries in Europe and other places. But in that time, we were just as a volunteer group. We didn't get paid. They pay us for a flight and give us just dealing money and just for food. And then now we are starting to see that we have been a little bit oppressed as group because the guys, they have children. We have children that they have to go to school and pay and to get more things that can they help other people, because we are the people that want to make peace and then even to help the disabled children and then even to help other people so that they can be more education, more skills and things like that. But because they know Tula Sizwe is a singing group long time ago, sometimes when we came from this country, they think we have a lot of money. And then it's not like that. But they want us to plow back. We want to do that. But we ourselves, we are not yet achieved anything.
How many members of the group are there?
We are 10, all of us.
And how did you meet John Farrell?
Oh, I met John Farrell. We're doing a performance in his wife's school. And then because her wife is a teacher. And then we meet in 2005. It's a little bit long now. And then he's a guy who see a potential to us. And then we saw also a potential because he's a good man. And then we talk among ourselves, and then he want to help us. He hear everything that we say, and then he say, no, I will try to help you, Abel, but it's so tough because he can also not, he doesn't have sponsors. He needs some people who can help him. But he's trying by all means to do some bookings for us, to ask some donation, and then even today, he's trying from 2005 with us.
Where was that, John?
My wife taught down in Fairfield County in Connecticut at the time that I met these guys, and they were actually, I had just come back from South Africa where I had visited a daughter of ours who was there as an exchange student, and I came back and she said, there's a group coming to our school on Friday, can you come to the show? And I looked at my schedule and saw that I had a performance myself in another school in Westchester County. And I said I couldn't go, but it was just after all the rains from Hurricane Katrina, and the morning that these guys were performing at the Worcester School, I got a phone call that the school in Westchester had been canceled because of flooding in the basement. And it's the first time in 20 years of performing in schools that a show was canceled because of rain. So it was meant to be that Tula Sizwe and I would work together. I met them that day and asked them if they would record a song that I had written. And 3 weeks later, they came back to a studio and they recorded in Zulu. And a group of students from the Bronx in New York City recorded in Spanish a song called We Are Walking, A Bridge of Peace. And so it was recorded in English, in Spanish, in Zulu, and in sign language. And I'm the founder of a nonprofit organization called Bridges of Peace and Hope. And our mission is to help people from different places and backgrounds to learn about one another through music, through writing, through art, through cultural exchanges, and projects that promote social justice. And I've been to Africa 4 times, and last trip got to spend time with Abel and Paul and Alfred in their homes in Soshanguve, and you know, anything that we can do to help them is good work, because they're great ambassadors for peace and justice. And add a little bit to their story, they actually performed at Nelson Mandela's inaugural celebrations when Mandela was elected president of the country, and they also worked with Ladysmith Black Mambazo and Paul Simon when he was in South Africa touring. They did workshops together. Their style of music is very similar to Ladysmith. The dancing is more exciting and interesting to me, what Tula Sizwe's dancing is. And were you to listen to the vocals between the two groups, very difficult to tell in terms of talent. They're right on the same level. You probably could hear from Alfred's voice that he's one of the bass singers in the group.
At some of the, as I remember, some of the show is quite physical. I mean, the dancing is quite intense.
Yes, it's where we take this thing from our forefathers. We dance strong when we are in church, when we are in wedding, even when we are angry. We always dancing and singing at the same time. And then it's our origin. We were born like that.
In addition to the lovely vocal harmonies, these guys embody the whole concept of harmony as people. When they're working on their dance routines or vocal routines, everyone has an equal voice in how the arrangements are going to be done. Abel is the leader, but he listens to everyone, and everyone has an equal voice, and that's how they work out whatever it is that we're doing. If we're deciding on where we're going to eat, it's a discussion that has every voice is equal. I had a neighbor who had some chores that she asked if a couple of guys could give her a hand because she's elderly. And she said, you can send a couple of guys over if they would like to help. And Abel said, no, all 10 of us will go over. And the work got done very quickly.
Do you live quite closely in South Africa?
Yes, we live quite close. We live almost together in one place. Yes.
How has life, this is maybe a very broad question, but how has life changed for you since apartheid ended?
Oh, the life has changed very good, because now we can communicate with anybody, with any culture. The racism is down because we try to come together as one people. Even our white people in South Africa, they learn now how to mix with the black people in our country. Things have changed because we try to make peace, because the old man says we must live in harmony. And then every white or black or yellow have a right to stay in South Africa. We must work together for building our new nation. Yes.
One of the songs that the group does, and it might be one that your listeners would like to hear or come and see at Helsinki, is a song called In This World, which expresses those ideas in English. The guys sing in both Zulu and English, but what Abel just said is really based on Nelson Mandela and Desmond Tutu's teachings in recovering with the new South Africa.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before we leave?
The thing that I can say, I thank our friend, Mr. John Farrell, who make everything possible for us to come to your radio. And then we say also, we thank you, Richard, to open your studio for us, Tula Sizwe, and so that the people from Hillsdale can hear us. And then sometimes we can get people who can volunteer and help Tula Sizwe and John Farrell to their tour of 2012 to be successful.
Well, we're certainly happy to have you here, and once again, you'll be at Club Helsinki this Sunday night.
Oh, yes, thank you.
I might add, Richard, before we sign off, that people can see the group on YouTube. They can see them visit our Facebook page, which is Bridges of Peace and Hope, and the website is bridgesofpeaceandhope.org. Our Facebook page is Bridges of Peace and Hope. There's video clips and more information about the group.
John, Abel, Paul, Albert, thank you all very much.
Thank you very much.
I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC weather. Thursday, April 19th. National Weather Service in Albany says it should be mostly sunny with a high near 69 today. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 46. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 75. Friday night, isolated showers. The rain begins as the weekend starts. Isolated showers after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 50 Friday night. Saturday, rain is likely, mainly after noon. Should be otherwise cloudy with a high near 68. 60% chance of rain between a tenth of and a quarter of an inch. Saturday night, more rain, low around 46. Sunday, more rain, high near 54. Sunday night, more rain and a low around 45. Monday, rain is also likely with a high near 56. And Tuesday should just be mostly cloudy and breezy with a high near 55. A little cooler, down to 42 Tuesday night. That's the weather for Thursday.
Give me liberty or give me death.
WGXC, the station that gives you liberty.